Hello and welcome to the Vegan Body Revolution Show. I'm your host, Thomas Tadlock from veganbodyrevolution.com, where I show you how to achieve your ultimate dream body on a 100% plant-based diet. Today is Tuesday, December 8th, 2015. This is going to be the final installment of the summary that I did of the International Plant-Based Healthcare Nutrition Conference. We are going to be going over what Dr. Greger had to say, and we're also going to go over what Dr. Hans Diehl had to say. We're going to save Dr. G, or my wife, the vegan medical doctor, we're going to save her summary of her talk for another interview where I'm actually going to get her on, and you'll be able to hear directly from her what her biggest tips are and how she was able to reverse disease, cure her lupus, and create this best-selling book. So let's jump into it. So where I left off last time was with Dr. Goldhammer, and then right after him was Dr. Greger. And this was awesome because when Dr. Greger came up, everybody in the entire room was waiting for Dr. Greger. Everybody there is a humongous fan of Dr. Greger. So the entire audience went berserk when he went up. And for good reason, because he is awesome. What Dr. Greger has done at nutritionfacts.org by putting together this massive, massive compilation of research summaries so that you don't have to do the research yourself has been just one of the most convenient and amazingly awesome tools that are out there for getting good research-based information on the effects and benefits of a vegan diet. Well, here's what he said. He says that he started off by saying that physicians can no longer rely on the medical literature for reliable information because of investor bias. I don't know if you know this, but a lot of medical literature, it's sponsored, it's supported by, well, a lot of drug companies. And well, that puts a little taint on the quality or the validity of the information, it might put a little bias towards what the information might be recommending. He also went on to say, beef, it's what's rotting your colon, meaning it's what's rotting in your colon, because that's pretty much, in his opinion, that's all it's good for. So it's incredibly toxic to the body. It promotes cancer, and not just beef, but also chicken. He said that chicken wing that you are eating is as deadly as a cigarette. Showing the research and all the stats and the numbers up there, he showed that the incidence of disease that comes from the consumption of beef and chicken is just as high, if not more in some cases, than smoking. Diets high in meat, eggs, and dairy could be as harmful to your health as smoking. Having a breast, rectum, colon, or prostate removed makes eating a bean burrito look easy. What he was talking about there is the effects, the end result of eating a diet high in meat, eggs, and dairy means that you're very, very likely to get some form of breast, rectum, colon, or prostate cancer. And when that happens, there's a good chance you're going to have to get those organs removed. Where if you just move to a plant-based diet and eat a bean burrito, for example, that's all you have to do to completely avoid that from ever happening in the first place. He says that we need to role model healthy behavior. And who he was talking about was doctors. It was a call out to the doctors, a call to action for the doctors, that they need to model this healthy behavior. His point is that a doctor who smokes is not very likely to recommend not smoking to his own patients. A doctor who does not adopt a whole food plant-based diet is not going to recommend one to his or her patients. A doctor that does not exercise is not going to recommend exercise to their patients. And how true is that? He says that the ideal blood pressure is 110 over 70. And it's normal to achieve 110 over 70 on a whole food plant-based diet. And in fact, that's right around where my blood pressure is and my wife's blood pressure. And I've seen that to be true with all of our students and our clients that have switched over to a whole food plant-based diet for anywhere as little as a few weeks to a few months. Whereas the standard is if you're over 130 over 90, you're then considered on the edge of hypertension, but below 130 over 90, then you're kind of in the normal range. No, I think we're setting a new standard, 110 over 70, a lot better, and that's normal for us vegans. Dr. Greger also said that the more dairy vegetarians ate in a study that they did, the higher their blood pressure went up. You know, vegetarians have a little less risk than full-blown meat eaters, but the risk is still high. And they're showing that dairy is a direct cause of higher blood pressure. That's one of the things that we did for my father. My father and my mother and myself used to have high blood pressure. I used to be hypertensive. I've never had that problem anymore since going 100% vegan. I used to be a big consumer of dairy. Research dating back decades has consistently shown that a whole food plant-based diet is the most effective for improving and maintaining one's health. He pulled up this interesting little piece of research that showed that BMAA, which is a neurotoxin, which is found in seafood, is the biggest contender for being the cause of ALS. I know a lot of vegetarians that are, I guess you call them pesca or pesco vegetarians. They eat fish because fish is being promoted, has been promoted as healthy. And fish, from what this is clearly showing, is all seafood, not just fish, all seafood contains a neurotoxin in it, which can cause disease. Milk consumption has shown to create a 9% increase in the risk of hip fractures. Milk consumption increases the risk of death. You know, my wife did a whole article on this, and she also did a whole training on this, showing how the consumption of milk, and this goes with all dairy products, what happens is the inflammation that it causes, the acidity that it causes is so dramatic that the human body has to drastically raise the pH of the environment in the body because the pH has dropped. It's become more acidic as a result of drinking the milk. And one way that it does it is by releasing the calcium directly from the bones in order to get the pH back up to a safe level. And so if you're releasing calcium from your bones, including your hips, then your hips aren't going to be as strong, none of your bones are going to be as strong, and your risk of fractures go up. Dr. Greger also went on to say that diet is now the number one risk factor related to death, putting smoking at number two. And this goes to show that now what you eat, you will become what you eat, or your destiny is determined by what you eat. So make good choices on your eating. Dr. Greger went on to talk about his frustration in how much it's going to take probably for all of this information, despite all the research that has been out already showing the effects of a plant-based diet and also showing the negative effects of the consumption of animal products. It's going to take a lot more. And he encouraged us all to keep our head up because he said this. He said it was only after 7,000 studies that showed the danger of smoking did the Surgeon General finally remove smoking from the list of any sort of medical recommendations and put it on the list of potentially harmful and dangerous substances. It might be a little time before we finally see the Surgeon General getting on board, but the good news is research studies are coming out almost every single month, faster now than ever before, and there is a growing interest in learning how to do this plant-based. So I am putting my fingers together and hoping that we will see this within our lifetime. Dr. Greger said that the food industry tactics are the same today as the tobacco industry tactics were in the past. If you ever looked at old advertisements from the tobacco industry back in the day, they used to put their advertisements in such a way where they would feature a medical doctor saying, "My doctor says that smoking Marlboros is the way to go." And there was all these like really sexist and chauvinist advertisements. advertisements that really played up on how everybody needs to have their cigarette and that a woman needs to smoke to feel better. Oh, it was hysterical. But the same tactics that they used back then, believe it or not, are the same tactics that the food industry is using today to promote things like milk and meat and chocolate and all the type of things that don't do anything good for our health, but only hurt us. He says that this is a failure. It's a result of a failure of a political will to take on big business. Why? Well, because big business is so powerful, and big business, their funding influences the decisions of our politicians. That's not right. Plant-based diets are now the nutritional equivalent to quitting smoking. You want to avoid inflammatory disease, just like you want to avoid smoking, you got to put down the cigarette. Just like if you want to avoid inflammatory disease, you're going to want to put down the meat, put down the dairy, put down the eggs. He switched gears and gave us some other cool little fun facts. One was, you don't need to soak your nuts and seeds. How cool is that? I've been promoting, I said it a couple times, I believe that it might be beneficial or you might be better off if you do soak your seeds or your nuts. Now, I didn't do any real case study on that, so I couldn't speak from experience. That was just a guess. And you know what? To hear from Gregor do it after him reviewing the research showing that there is no need to do that, you'll still be able to get all the nutrients from your nuts and seeds. This is great because that makes it so much more convenient that you can just dump your seeds and nuts into your blender or just pop them right in your mouth, and without even having to soak them, you will be able to get all the nutritional value out of it. That is great news. He ended his talk with a little thing on oil. And in the past, I've talked about how I haven't been able to see much difference in terms of in results from the use of things like olive oil and also flaxseed oil. And well, you know, what he says now is that oil is the table sugar of the fat kingdom, which that opened my eye because maybe the results, maybe over the long, long term, the results could be pretty significantly better than they are than if we do consume those things. One, I did an interview with Dr. Delgado, and he's a big thing on oil. He does live blood testing, and he looks at live blood under a microscope, and you can clearly see the impact of your blood cells as the way they move through each other and together. After you consume just a little bit of olive oil after an hour or two, your blood doesn't even move. And he says the reason is because the oil itself, well, it clogs up all of the receptor sites on the cells. So if you really are trying to lose a lot of fat, well, consuming oil, cooking oil in just about any form, it will actually hamper your results. You won't get as fast as results because, well, you're blocking a lot of chemical and hormonal signals to your cells that control muscle growth and fat loss. After that, after Dr. Gregor stepped off the stage, he got a huge standing ovation. You can imagine he got a line out the door of everybody trying to talk to him. We had Dr. Hans Diehl come up, and boy, was he absolutely amazing. He runs an amazing program to help recovery, he runs a recovery program to help people reverse their diseases and live healthier. And he's one of the most heart-centered presenters that I had seen through the entire program. And he said this: the research is clear. If you eat like an American, you live like an American, and you die like an American. And what he was talking about was the Western diet. He said that we need to go beyond, as a healthcare system, we need to go beyond just symptom management. We need to go beyond symptomatic management. And we got to really get to the root of what causes these symptoms and fix that. He says that disease reversal is best facilitated in a group. Says that there is no substitute for kind, loving care. And he said this on stage, like the psychiatrist that was presenting before, and he was referring to the vegan medical doctor, my wife, which is one thing she does is so different than a lot of medical doctors, is she really, really spends all the time that she can with her patients, what they need, and she gives them her personal cell phone number so that they can contact her whenever they have any problems, and they do, and they get so much out of it. And that's just not present in most medical practices, but that's what we need. That's what so many patients that are hurting, that's what they need, is they need to be treated like a human being with respect. They need to be treated like a person. He says that diabetes is turning out to be more of a lipogenic disease rather than a glucogenic disease. That means that the effect of fat, dietary fats, seems to be influencing the onset of diabetes more than the consumption of sugars. Now that is interesting. And that's different than what I've always believed. And that, ladies and gentlemen, was the conclusion of the International Plant-Based Healthcare Nutrition Conference, which was just absolutely fascinating and amazing. It was so cool to see all of those greats up there on stage, to learn from them, to meet them. And indeed, it was an experience I'll never, ever forget. So again, they have this every single year. It's open to anybody, but it's heavily recommended and promoted to healthcare professionals, especially if you are a physician, that you can go to this seminar and you can learn so much and start to apply what you learn directly to your practice and your patients. I want to thank you so much, ladies and gentlemen. That's it for this. If you haven't already, speaking of health, let's talk about health and metabolism. I have a free audio training for you that you can download. You just go to veganbodyrevolution.com, and then under free courses, you'll see that there is the metabolism, raising your metabolism training right there. I think it's leaner, fit, leaner, healthier, fitter, faster at any age. And that will help you. That will help you drastically improve your health. It'll get you on the path to reversing any diseases, inflammatory diseases you might have. And it'll help you get your body set up so you can lose weight a lot faster. So I want to thank you so much for tuning in. I hope you enjoyed this series. If you haven't seen the other three, this is the fourth out of the series of four, check out the past few episodes. They're all in order. They're all in sequence. And if you've enjoyed what you learned, please give us a comment. We really appreciate that. Your comments do help get this episode or these episodes and this podcast out to more people that need and could really benefit from this information. My name is Thomas Tadlock, host of the Vegan Body Revolution Show, and I will catch you on the next podcast.